This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On February 13, 2007, Albemarle County Supervisor Dennis Rooker appeared on WINA's Charlottesville Live with Jane Foy and Rob Schilling as part of the radio program's monthly Government Day episode. Mr. Rooker spoke with callers about tax rates, the budget, and expanding businesses in Albemarle County. This recording by Charlottesville Tomorrow has been produced with permission of WINA.
Radio 1070 WINA. Good morning. It's the WINA Morning Show. Thank you for joining us. Hope your day's off to a good start here on a Tuesday morning. It is Government Day, 9:34 outside, 34 degrees, and starting to rain here at the studio, which means this thing we've been talking about all day long and even since yesterday with some bad weather coming towards us is starting to happen right now. So please, please be careful if you're heading out and be ready for things to get worse before it gets better. All right. On Government Day, our guest in studio is Supervisor Dennis Rooker. And Dennis, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Rob. Good to be here with you.
Well, thank you, especially because of the weather. We'll let you go at about 3 minutes before 10.
Yeah, so you can hurry home. The number is 977-1070 if you have a question or a comment for Dennis, 977-1070, and we have a line open right now.
We were talking to Kendra Hamilton earlier about assessment shock, both in the city and the county. Before we go into that, though, there is a little bit of good news, I suppose. There are some changes to the Albemarle Tax Relief Program. I wonder if you'd run those figures by us.
Well, we have a program to provide tax relief for the elderly and disabled in the community. And we this year increased the income. It's based on a matrix of income and assets. And this year we increased the income level on the matrix from $30,000 to $50,000. And we increased the net worth limit from $90,000 to $125,000. We also used to exclude the house and 1 acre from the computation of net worth, and we increased that to the house and 5 acres.
Okay.
So we hope more people will be able to take advantage of that program this year. They will take advantage of it. They have to proactively fill out the forms and submit them to the tax department.
Where do they get the forms? They go down to the city-county building, or they can download them?
Yeah, I think those forms are downloadable. They can also obtain them from the county at the county office building.
All right. What's included in net worth? So your income can't be more than $58,000, but what do you include in net worth?
Well, net worth basically includes all of your liquid assets, all of your real property assets, except for the house and 5 acres. It includes also major other assets such as cars.
Okay. So that's what it. Okay, want to put those headphones on? We got a call and come up, squeak up to that mic just a little bit closer.
There we go. Correct. George is on line number one. George, you're on with Dennis Rooker. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. It's in a way it's equally important to both areas, and that is in the reassessment. The big error that's being made, and I own property where it wasn't made, is that people talk about the tax rate, whereas in North Carolina, when they reassessed it, they automatically, I emphasize automatically, by law, changed the tax rate so that it would generate exactly the same amount of money. So instead of talking about 78 cents or 72 cents, well, that just went by the boards. If the assessments went up 25%, the tax rate dropped 25% automatically. I got to emphasize, automatically. Rob, you were having trouble getting across to Kendra, and she knew. I mean, she just doesn't want to discuss her secret way of charging higher taxes.
George, it's frightening that our elected officials don't understand how the tax system works in the city.
They understand. Come on. They understand perfectly. They just want to raise your taxes.
All right. Dennis, has this been considered in Albemarle County? If the assessment goes up a certain percentage, taxes go down automatically. a certain percentage.
Not tax rate.
Tax rate. Okay.
Yeah, get it right.
All right.
Well, I think what we try to do is, first of all, a tax increase occurs whether it's by assessment or raising the tax rate, and I acknowledge that. I'm a business person, and I consider myself fiscally conservative, and I'm actually proud that Albemarle County has the lowest tax rate in the state of any county that's more than 90,000 population at 74 cents per 100. I think we probably will have some lowering of the tax rate this year in the county. To suggest that it ought to be lowered the exact amount that might result from the increase in assessments really ignores the fact that the county is growing. The county has is about 80% of our budget goes to personnel expense. Obviously, personnel, we give raises. We have to raise salaries in order to retain and hire good people year to year. Benefits increase year by year. I think the average increase in medical benefit costs over the last 10 years has been in excess of 10%. So it is, and we have, for example, what I call structural changes in the budget. This year we're paying the city an additional $3 million under the revenue sharing agreement for a total of $13 million. So that's a $3 million increase in the budget from day one. We have about $22 million of federal and state mandates in the budget, and I think that's about a $2 million increase over the prior year. We have recently had to reevaluate our capital improvement plan because of significant inflationary increases in construction costs. And although we had an inflation factor built into our plan, we found out this year that it was significantly inadequate due to the rapid run up in a construction and labor costs in the area. And so that is that's an adjustment of about $50 million in our capital improvement plan, which will cause increases in our debt service expenses in years to come.
Okay.
So we have what I'm recognizing here is that we need to try to make certain that we have a fiscally conservative budget, that we don't have waste in the budget. And I think we look for that every year. But we also recognize the fact that the budget in a growing county is going to increase from year to year.
Of course the budget's going to increase. And, you know, admit you're increasing the taxes and vote them in. When I said the tax rate automatically adjusts, I didn't mean you couldn't raise taxes, but you got to stand on your hind legs and say, gentlemen, we're raising taxes.
Well, we have we operate according to state law, and according to state law, we will have a budget hearing. We'll have at the beginning of our budget procedures, which will be this coming week. The first week in March. And then we have a budget hearing when we conclude our budget in April. At both times, the public is unable to speak. At both times, we have a proposed tax rate and a proposed budget for the public to look at. And we have to vote for the rate every year. So whatever rate we establish is established through a hearing process with public comment and open vote. And whether you call it a tax increase or tax decrease, we don't label it. We just say this is what we're proposing.
Okay. Hey, George, let me give you a little figure. Are you still there?
Yeah.
In the city, there was a gentleman who was on this program not too long ago, Charles Weber from the Charlottesville Taxpayers Association, who did an analysis of the assessment increases and how they increased taxes over the years. If we had not been in this inflationary period and property values had stayed static in the city council would have had to have raised the tax rate to approximately $2.30 in order to achieve the same income. Do you think that would have been politically palatable, and would they have done it?
Maybe they wouldn't have done it. Maybe the taxes would have been lower. That's the whole point. These people are lying, and I got to use that word, about the taxes they're charging. They are increasing their taxes every year, and the fact they say, we're going to lower your tax rate 6 cents, and that's just garbage. And they know it. Kendra knew it. She knew it, but she wouldn't answer you. And you know why? She just wants to raise her tax.
George, thank you very much. Let's go to Hank on line number 2. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning.
All right,
hang
hold
on just
a second. We've got a technical issue here. Hank, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. As a lifetime resident of the county, it's always seemed to be kind of amazing to me that no matter what administration seems to be in at any given time, it's always yes to development and no to industry. And it seems like a lot of our issues are being driven by the fact that we've got all this development going on that we need to increase our school capacity. So then you've got Dr. Moran asking for more money because people come into this community, they're expecting the best since we're rating ourselves the best. But we have all these great ways of spending money and few ways to earn it. And when is that going to change? I mean, we had a Fortune 500 company that wanted to come in a few years back, and it seemed like the county just did everything it could to work against it. Is the county just not open to industry? What's the deal with that?
Well, as far as the Fortune 500 company, I don't even know what company you're talking about. It certainly didn't come before the board when I was on the board or the Planning Commission, which I've been involved in now, I guess, combined for about 10 years. So I'm not certain what you're talking about there. I do know that we have about $2 million of commercial space that's been approved in the county. We have, in 2004 and 5, the fastest rate of job growth in the state. We have the fourth lowest unemployment rate in the nation. We have NGIC coming into the area, which we work with to accommodate an expansion, which will add about 1,200 high-paid jobs to the community. Sperry Marine is expanding, and we've accommodated that expansion. State Farm is expanding. We accommodated that expansion. And, of course, the university continues to expand. They're bringing before us, probably in the next 3 or 4 months, a proposed expansion of Fontaine Research Park to add about 500,000 square feet of research space, which would, again, include significantly high-paid jobs. So I'm not certain what you're talking about being unfriendly to industry. We also have two significant research parks, which were approved in the county a number of years ago. The North Fork Park, which is now called the University Research Park, still has a very significant amount of space that's unused.
Hank, are you still there?
Yeah. I was just waiting for him to finish. Now, I don't know how long ago we did have, and it's been, like I said, all this seems to run together when you live here, so it may have been before your tenure. But I do recall there was a big Fortune 500 company that ended up relocating itself to the Harrisonburg Shenandoah Valley area. Because at the time it was trying to come in, there was just there seemed to be one thing after another that was placed as an obstacle that they just did not have time for. And it just gets very frustrating. You know, we're in taxes. My tax rate and my assessment rate went up 64%. And so let's say that was a major sticker shock. I was ready for the 29% that had been that the media was talking about. I was not prepared for a 64% increase. And it just seems like we're headed the way of Orange County, California, or something like this, you know, where we are catering, seem to be, to all the people that are moving into the area, which I understand growth, but, you know, there seems to be, there should be some allotment for the natives, too.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you, George, but we need to, Hank, I'm sorry, we need to try to achieve a reasonable balance of commercial and residential growth in order to maintain a healthy tax rate. Thus far, I think we've been able to do that. And it's one of the issues when you have a big industry move into the area is that with a 2% unemployment rate, they need to actually import workers in order to fill those jobs. And that results in population growth, which also results in a strain on the fiscal system.
All right, Hank, thanks very much for the phone call. Keith is waiting on the line. We'll get to Keith after the break. News Radio 1070 WINA. Our guest is Dennis Rooker. The number is 977-1070. We will be back. News Radio 1070 WINA. It's 9:50 here in the final segment of the WINA Morning Show. Government Day today. 977-1070 is the number. We do have a line open. Jane Foy, Rob Schilling, and our guest is Dennis Rooker, and we're going to go straight to Keith, who is on line number one. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Just fine. What's up, Keith?
Well, I wanted to kind of broaden the perspective on your previous caller. There is no growth in our school population here in Alamo County. I sit on the Long Range Planning Commission at the pleasure of the school board, and I think this year we had a net increase of 3 students. And nobody really knows why, but our enrollment has been flat over the last 5 to 10 years. So while we want to increase teacher pay, while we want to make sure we have the best educational offering from our government schools, there is no increase in the student population. But my comment specifically is for your guest, Dennis Rooker. Dennis, you guys raised our tax rate from 62 cents to 74 cents 2 years ago. I heard just a few minutes ago on the program, you made the statement that you guys neither say that you're raising the rate or lowering the rate, that you're merely setting the rate. That's not true. In 2005, you campaigned, part of your platform was that you lowered the rate from 76 cents to 74 cents. That was not the truth. You raised the rate from 62 to 74. So to sit there on WINA today and say that you neither raise nor lower the rate, you just set the rate, that was not what you campaigned on 2 years ago. How do you answer that?
Well, I would answer that the rate of tax was actually 76 cents when I came into office, and it today is 74 cents. That's the rate.
The rate was never lowered by two cents. That is not the truth. You raised it from 62 cents to 74 cents. State law requires that when assessments go up, that the rate goes down. Right now, today, as the listeners hear this, our rate in Albemarle County is 58 cents. It was automatically lowered from 74 cents to 58 cents. You can vote to raise it, and you may raise it 2 cents, maybe 4 cents, to account for growth, to account for some moderate increases in services. But you campaigned 2 years ago that you lowered the rate by 2 cents, when in fact you said a few minutes ago that you neither say that you raise it or lower it.
Well, I simply disagree with you on your legal conclusion. And I know you must be a member of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is locally has recently put out that information. I'm an independent. That information is legally incorrect. The rate today is 74 cents. That's the rate. I'm simply do not agree with your conclusion.
But there's now, no legalities in the fact that you were at the elementary school in Earlysville at the Earlysville Area Residents League Forum a year and a half ago, and you said we lowered your rate by 2 cents. That is in direct conflict to the statement you made 5 minutes ago on this program.
No, I disagree with you. The statement I made a few minutes ago was that the rate, when we set the rate, we take a vote. We hold public hearings. We take a vote. The rate today is 74 cents per 100. If we take a vote and that rate is 76 cents per 100, we've raised the rate by 2 cents. If we take a vote and we lower it to 72 cents, we've lowered the rate. Now, there is an interaction between rates and assessments. I acknowledge that. And at the end of the day, and if you're on the longer-range planning committee, you probably have looked at the cost of capital improvements, for example, that are in the CIP plan. The adjustments in those expenses for current projects that are going under construction was about 40% last year, which was an addition of about $28 million to the CIP in 1 year, just for the projects currently under construction. So I don't, I consider myself a fiscal conservative. But
if the county needs more money, that's fine. Justify it. Right now, your legal facts are incorrect.
Well,
requires that the rate go down when the assessments go up. Supervisors can vote to change that. Right now, the rate is at 58 cents,
well,
regardless of what you say right now.
I understand what you're saying. I disagree with your legal conclusion, and I think that the county attorney would disagree with your legal conclusion.
Keith, we'll pick this subject up because it does need to be clarified real quickly. Let's go to Tom. Do you have a quick comment for us on line number two? Tom.
Yes. Hey, good morning. First, let me say,
real quickly, Tom, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay, the maybe on a long-range planning committee, but there's over 100 students in excess in Crozet Elementary. Mr. Rook has been the only voice, as far as I know, for conservatism on putting planning and infrastructure together. He's been the lone voice who's been saying, wait, let's not get ahead. So I don't know where the other guy's coming from, but he's completely wrong on both counts.
Thank you very much.
Charlottesville City Schools dismissing early. Walker and Buford Elementary at noon. All other city elementaries at 12:30. Charlottesville High School dismissing at 1 p.m. Dennis,
okay.
Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
News Radio 1070 WINA. It's the WINA morning show. And, Jane, we've got about 30 seconds left here. Do we have anything on the docket for tomorrow that folks can look forward
to? Well, let us just remind people that we're going to have some nasty weather.
That's right.
Chances are schools, groups, organizations, et cetera, will be closed. We will be here. Stay tuned to WINA during the day.
We'll
let you know about road conditions. And,
okay.
We just get the sled dogs out. We'll be here tomorrow morning.
That's right. So get ready. Buy all the eggs you need. we're going to have a little bit of rough weather coming up. News Radio 1070 WINA, it is 9:56. Thanks so much for listening. It is, have a wonderful afternoon. News Radio.